Throughout this year, we've heard from Brian Guevara, a young Afro-Latino man from Greensboro who voted for the first time this year. He's talked about how his identity and politics shaped his journey to the polls. Now that the election is over, we hear from both Guevara and his mother about what's next for them and their future. Naomi Prilo has more.
Brian Guevara and his mom, Nuria Mena, are feeling great right now. School's out for the both of them, and the holidays are around the corner. Joe Biden is now president-elect.
I feel really good. You know, he's in there for all of the reasons that I want him to be in there for. He's the person that has the best team in my eyes.
Brian was undecided on who to vote for all year. He considered himself an independent voter and wanted to weigh his options. But when Biden picked Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate, Brian was sold, especially because Harris is a woman of color. This was his reaction a few months ago.
That literally just put a wow in my face. First black woman vice president. Well, I got my little intuition that she's gonna, you know, make things shake and, you know, try and succeed to make the world or United States a better place.
But he also agreed on Biden's plan for educators and teachers. It would increase teachers' pay and help them pay off student loans. That was important to Brian, who is in school to be a teacher. He comes from a family of educators. Sitting next to him at home is his mom, Nuria Mena. Both of them reflect on Harris's entrance for her acceptance speech.
You know, she came out there to some Beyonce. I just knew it was going to be good. You know, it's making us feel good again, you know?
Mena is a Spanish language instructor at the University of North Carolina, Greensboro. She also feels good about the election results. She wishes she could discuss politics in the classroom, but she had to stick to her lesson plan.
Politics affects a lot in school, in their education, you know, because whoever is selected to represent that office can affect for a lot of students' access or the lack of access to educational resources.
Both Brian and Mena are Afro-Honduran. Mena's first time voting in an election was in Honduras. She says as a Garifuna, a black woman in Honduras, she felt her vote didn't matter, so she voted for the least likely person to win. 30 years later, she feels like her vote does matter. Even though President Donald Trump won North Carolina, her vote was for Biden.
I am glad that the number of people who came out to vote showed that we really wanted a change in whatever is going on right now. I cannot say that it didn't matter here just because it didn't win here in North Carolina, but I see in other places how it did matter.
Brian feels different. He reflects on his political journey this year and how being part of this radio project got his voice out across the nation.
I don't think my vote counted because of, you know, where I'm placed in the United States. But I think my voice matters. I hope I reached at least just one person. And that one person from another state that was blue, you know, helped. So I think my voice mattered more than my vote this year.
An important political year and a year when Brian has worked toward building his teaching career. In January, he's transferring from community college to the university in Greensboro where his mom teaches. Naomi Prilo, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.